We're coming to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have Horowitz and Kilkelly back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. NYC was the site of one of the biggest upsets in boxing history on Saturday night. Andy Ruiz Jr., if you look at the photo, which is viral everywhere on the social networks and online, he looks like he's just the guy that was called in to fight Anthony Joshua, who some were calling the best boxer in the world. And Joshua looked out of shape, and Ruiz Jr. knocked him down, I think, what was it, four times? TKO, seventh round. And the sport of boxing, with Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, Joshua getting beat, and here's Andy Ruiz Jr., 4 weeks out of the fight. Madison Square Garden, stunned silence. They thought this was going to be the coronation of Joshua, and he would control boxing, that Wilder and Fury would have to come to him, and they would have to give up 85% of pay-per-view and live by his rules. So whether it's short-term or long-term, now, the sport has piqued my interest in the last month. And tonight's action makes me want to watch the next Joshua, Ruiz, Fury, and Wilder fight. That's how it works. So we were going back and forth with Horowitz to end last hour and where UFC is at right now and this splash of boxing cologne we haven't put on since our brute days. How many people are feeling anything when it comes to boxing? When was the last time you watched any boxing compared to those who follow and watch UFC? I'm just curious from those listening in the States and also in Canada. You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Also inside this hour, I want to close out our second huge question of the night in pro sports, including boxing. Not college. We know all the great college rivalries. Somebody on Twitter at Saturday Huge said, Georgia, Florida, biggest cocktail party in Jacksonville. I get it. I'm talking at the pro level in America and Canada. Where are the national rivalries that will make all of us watch like we do with a lot of college basketball and college football rivalries? Because I was checking in on the Yankees and the Red Sox, and I'm not a Yankees or Red Sox fan. They define what I believe is one of the few national rivalries left in America at the pro sports level. So answer those questions at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go talk to the audience. Joe in Ohio, thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Hughes.
Hey, Joey.
Flying steam like a bee, man. I like Sugar Ray, and what's it going to be? You know what? You look off Tommy the Hitman Hearns.
Gosh. I'm from Michigan. I left out Tommy the Hitman Hearns. How do you, Hearns and Hagler, some of the great bouts ever.
God. Hey, you know what? You got some rivalries. You got, you know, I think Dallas and Detroit on Thanksgiving Day is one of the big ones. You got Atlanta and New Orleans. I think there's a rivalry in football. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Joe. I think your Browns and the Steelers now will become a good rivalry.
And the Giants. You know, the Browns and Pittsburgh are always a rivalry, but I think Baltimore and Cincinnati is a rival. You know, you got a few there. Baseball rivalries. You got Cleveland and the White Sox. They always fight it out every year.
Yeah, and thank you, Joe, in Ohio, but I don't know Cleveland and the White Sox may. You know, back in the day, people in Cleveland and Chicago on the South Side would dig that, but I'm nationally. It's think about what we used to have. You know, I was just talking about Hagler Hearns. We'll see. You know, if Fury, Wilder, or Joshua, or who knows, Andy Ruiz Jr. You know, Phil and Tiger and golf. I mean, we had Showtime and the Celtics. Old school bad boys and a young star by the name of Michael Jordan emerging with the Bulls. There aren't a lot. And we've talked about this in the last hour. There aren't a lot of pro sports national interest rivalries. Back to the huge audience listening on the Saturday night. Cody in Baltimore, Maryland. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge, first-time caller. Love the show. Love the huge opinions.
Thank you.
So I'll quickly touch on your two questions tonight. As far as boxing in the UFC goes, I don't think that either of those sports really gets enough front and center exposure like the four big majors do. I would be happy to watch either of them, but you guys hit the nail on the head. There's really no staying power. There's no big names. There's not a lot of draw. Switching gears, sports rivalries. I think on the national level, right now at least, that the Chargers and Chiefs probably has the most juice. Outside of the teams that I follow, I'm most excited to see how those two teams square off in this upcoming season.
Yeah, and also the Chiefs-Patriots, based on what Brady did to Mahomes, and thank you, Cody, in Baltimore. Baltimore, you know, Steelers-Ravens is still good, but I wonder if the Browns are coming. Are they legit? Are they too legit to quit? Baker, and but Ravens and the Steelers had some great matchups. Still a good rivalry. Let's go to Jason in Fort Worth, Texas, listening on 105.3 FM in the Metroplex. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. My question is from an hour ago. And you said I wanted to give Dak Prescott a long-term contract.
Do you think Dak is worth $30 million a year?
He's worth at least $100 million we gave to Romo. He's about a 750 clip right now, 680, something like that. He's won 32 of 16. Got two of three NFC championship games. And, I mean, his interception to touchdown to interception rate is, you know, pretty good considering. Last year we didn't have Zeke for his games. So, yeah.
Jason, I appreciate your huge opinion in Fort Worth, Texas. I'll just be honest. I don't think Dak Prescott is a $30 million a year QB in my mind. But I get market value. If somebody's going to pay it, you're going to take it. Let's go to Matt in Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Doctor?
Hey, Matt.
Look, man, let me just hit a couple points about boxing versus UFC. Boxing is being ruined by the promoters, whether it's Eddie Hearn, Bob Arum, De La Hoya, Al Heyman, and even the old entertainment mogul Shelley Finkel. They will have their fighters. They won't fight people that's under another promoter's umbrella. Right now, the public, the two biggest fights out there, well, it was Joshua and Wilder was one, and Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford. Those fights, well, Bob Ruiz winning a night, that might speed up the Joshua Wilder. But It's too much interference by the promoters. They trying to nickel and dime the fans, have everything on pay-per-view, and throw you a horrible fight. And then you will watch a fight, and they'll tell you, your eyes tell you this gentleman beat the other guy, but you didn't see what you just saw. It, you know, and Don King not even around anymore. And as far as the UFC, they have more fan-friendly fights. And Dana White, pretty much by him having a lot of the top fighters under one umbrella, he can make the crowd pleasing fights and the attendance is like through the roof. And that's how UFC has benefited by boxing lethargy. you know, it's a lot of garbage fights, man. But hopefully tonight's upset will, you know, open their eyes, because I'm glad Ruiz threw a big wrench in it. But the promoters have ruined boxing.
Well said, Matt. Thank you for listening on this Saturday night, early Sunday morning in Baltimore. And yeah, Joshua won't have a lot of leverage. But you're Wilder or Fury, do you want to give in? And you want to milk this. Right now, when you're calling the shots, you're the promoter and the boxers. That's why Fury and Wilder are going to fight in 2020. You don't want to turn around and give Joshua a chance to reclaim his glory after losing to Andy Ruiz Jr. at your expense. No way. Fighter and promoter, I think both would be in unison on that. By the way, at 2 o'clock Eastern, 2 a.m., 11 p.m., Pacific, it won't be Zach Gelb. He's on assignment. JT the Brick. He knows boxing. He knows sports. He'll be coming up on CBS Sports Radio. Let's go to Lou in Cleveland, Ohio. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm really enjoying the show, especially you getting into MMA. That's probably one of my favorite sports, so I'm happy to talk about it. Well, when it comes to UFC, well, I look at everything in total, you know, and mixed martial arts in general. Right now, it's a great time in the sport. The problem is that it's just an oversaturation. There's too many promotions. There's too many fights going on, especially in the UFC. I think that they have cards way too often. And I remember when back in the day, you'd have a card, you know, like every 6 months or every 3 months, and people look forward to it. Now, it's just too much. It's too much to keep up, especially for, like, the novice fan. At the same time, the cards are not really good, and they're not promoting the fighters, you know. And the reason I think they're not really promoting the fighters that they used to is because when they do that and one of these fighters lose, you know, there goes their cash cow, you know. And they kind of learned that lesson with Ronda and Conor. So now they're more in the business of promoting the brand, which is, you know, just the UFC. That's why when you look on ESPN and you see the commercials, you see Dana White more than you see the fighters. You know, but there's definitely a lot of fighters that they should be promoting. I just think they're kind of steering away from that. That way they just can keep on, you know, recycling them in and out over and over again with just different names and just kind of put on shows constantly. So,
Lou, when was the last time you watched a boxing match, either in person or on pay-per-view or on free TV?
I try to watch pretty much everything, and even if it's a rerun, the last boxing match I watched was the last Wilder fight. Deontay Wilder on Showtime when he fought Dominic Brazil.
Thank you, Lou. I appreciate your huge opinion in Cleveland, listening on 92.3 FM. Now let's go grab Russ in South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I love your show.
Thank you.
A first-time caller. I'm a military veteran. I want to give a shout-out real quick to all the veterans.
Amen.
Thank them for their service. And what I want to say to you is this. I come from the PD, Lewis Cooper, Harry Carson, Raymond Felton. We have produced some great players. But here's what I want to say to you. Boxing, the promoters, your caller before I talk this now, is right. The promoters, boxing is not being promoted well. UFC is different. Now, I have one question for you, because I want to answer one thing that I've been chomping at the bit to say this to you. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, San Antonio fan, I'm a Yankees fan, and I love the Penguins. But here's what I want to say. Pittsburgh against Baltimore, Chicago, Packers, of course, all those, I mean, Chicago's Bears, those are great rivalries. But in sports right now, with basketball, players' ability to just change teams. When we had these rivalries with Bird and Magic, players were drafted. They stayed with their teams. And see, now, with their ability to move, it's changed the complex of rivalries. So team players, look, Danny Green and Kawhi, and this leads to my question I'm going to ask, because I appreciate you. I'm trying to make this quick. But Danny Green and Kawhi, they left my Spurs. I love my Spurs. And with them, they can compete with Golden State. But my only question to you is, thank you for my time. I respect your show and your guys because, to me, one of your producers said, a rivalry doesn't exist unless there's wins on both sides. So, to me, we are going to have to deal with new rivalries. The Panthers and the Saints is a rivalry. They are current, the Chiefs, you know, somebody said Chiefs Chargers. So I didn't want to take up a lot of time. Thank you for listening to me.
Russ.
I want to ask you, will Kawhi Leonard be MVP of the year?
Thank you. He'll probably be MVP of the final or finals if they win, and I appreciate your call in South Carolina. Well said. If you want to join in, a couple segments left together. Boxing, last time you watched a match compared to following MMA or the UFC. And pro sports, best national rivalries, any sport in America and in Canada. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Horowitz and Kilkelly are producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio New York City. Darwin Zook will have an update coming up here in just a few moments. JT the Brick in for Zach Gelb, top of the hour, from the West Coast with an East Coast vibe. We do have a couple questions we're asking the audience. The best pro sports rivalry today in American sports, regardless of the sport, or in Canada? And then with the Andy Ruiz Jr. monumental upset of Joshua tonight at Madison Square Garden in the heavyweight division. I need to know, last time you watched a boxing match, pay-per-view, free TV, or went in person, is it still way behind MMA, UFC in America? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Appreciate the callers who have been waiting around. Let's go to Alice in Halifax, Nova Scotia. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi, good morning, actually. I was born and raised in St. Louis, so I bleed Cardinal Red, and you forgot all about the rivalry between the Cardinals and the Cubs.
I would say that's a national rivalry. Well said. Thank you, Alice, in beautiful Halifax, Nova Scotia. Yes, that would be Cubs cards are on Sunday Night Baseball. I think somebody in Idaho would watch it, even if they're not a Cubs or Cards fan. Well said. Eric in North Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, man. I hope you're doing good. I'm a huge Yankees fan, and I love the Yankees-Red Sox game. But I think the newest rivalry for baseball is that stacked Milwaukee Brewers team versus the Chicago Cubs, who have been pretty good in the last few years.
Yeah, you know, and is that still a, and thank you, Eric, in North Carolina, is that still a Midwest thing? Because we're talking about, you know, Mets, Yankees obviously are big, White Sox, Cubs, South Side, North Side, big for our listeners on AM 670, The Score in Chicago. But we're talking about games where, I don't know if America's locked in, if it's a playoff game, Brewers and Cubs, yes, but if it's a regular season series, a lot of interest there in Chicago, Northern Illinois, up through Wisconsin. I don't know if it's at that national level yet. NBA, I think playoffs, Rockets, Warriors, which I mentioned. NHL, a lot of regional rivalries, but is there a national matchup you can't wait to see? I don't think there is. Major League Baseball, Red Sox, Yankees, nothing comes close. And we're talking only pro level. I get all the rivalries, college basketball, college football. Golf, we'll see with Tiger how the rest of the year pans out. Koepka, man, he just mentally breaks the spirit of Spieth, who is playing well this weekend at the Memorial. Let's go to Paul in Minnesota. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Paulie.
The bottom line is, out here, between the Packers and the Viking, it's called the Border Battle. And it is one of the ultimate rivalries. You can't find seats to either one of those venues when it happens.
Thank you, Paul of Minnesota. Tony in Toronto listening on AM 590, where they are Raptors crazy, has a hockey comment. How you doing, Tony?
Fantastic. Our rivalry here is Toronto-Montreal. You can't get a seat, and it's national. It's the Montreal fans hate us, and we hate them. So every time that game's on, everybody's watching it. It's on our national TV broadcast, and just everybody watches it.
And also, and speaking of hockey, and Tony, thank you for listening. In Toronto, somebody just, Chris M. tweeted, USA versus Canada in women's hockey. Now that is a great rivalry. Thank you, Chris M. Let's go to Rob in Boston listening on the Sports Hub. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
you
Rob.
You guys start talking about Bruins and Canadians here. We go crazy for that rivalry. It's wicked nuts. We hate them. We hate them, and it's huge.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate the call. Boston, Wicked Nuts. Is that a reality show around Christmas? I love New England. I swear, if I didn't have my children and family in Michigan, I'd go work in Boston. I love the sports fans. I love the city. I love the area. Wicked Nuts. How, is there a broadcaster using that, Horowitz, in Boston?
I'd hope not. Ugh, so annoying.
I know, but I'm thinking Wicked Tuna. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking of Wicked the Musical.
No, I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking Wicked Tuna. I'm thinking the guys with the Boston, New England accent. I just think if Zolak on the Patriots broadcast or somebody... Brady has gone wicked nuts on the Chiefs. I love it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
Sunday at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific, the toughest sport on dirt takes a stage in Wisconsin for the Green Bay Invitational. The Unleash the Beast series continues on CBS Sports. A 24-hour home of CBS Sports, the PBR Green Bay Invitational, Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific, on the CBS Sports Network. Horowitz and Kilkelly back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. JT the Brick, the legend when it comes to sports radio. He'll be up in about 20 minutes, one final segment with the audience. You can join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Andy Ruiz Jr., Anthony Joshua goes down at Madison Square Garden, one of the biggest upsets in boxing history. And you need to look at the photo of Ruiz Jr., and it's not to make fun of him, but he's just an average guy. He looks like a sparring partner. And he is the heavyweight champion of the world. And the sport of boxing, you know, it really runs when the heavyweight division is rocking. And they got Wilder and Tyson Fury. And you got Joshua will have to bounce back if he can find a spot. And you got Ruiz Jr., who's a headline maker tonight on this early Sunday morning, late night on the West Coast. I haven't been into boxing. You had to watch the Mayweather fights because you had to talk about them. Pacquiao, right? the McGregor fiasco? You had to. But the heavyweight division, when was the last time, you know, it had a buzz? So I'm asking you, the sports fan, last time you watched a boxing match or bought a pay-per-view or went to a match in person or an event, compared to you, the listener, when it's MMA or the UFC. Plus, we're looking for the best pro sports rivalry that will get the interest of the entire country, no matter what sport it is, whether it's in America or Canada. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And again, pro sports. And I agree with the, you know, and that could be, I guess, you know, Olympic sports are considered pro now. Somebody tweeted, anytime the U.S. and Canada play anything in hockey, men or women. I do agree with that. That's a great rivalry. I think it's friendly. Let's go to Avram in Toronto, Canada, listening on AM 590. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi, Bill. My choices for rivalries wind up in two provinces. One is Calgary and Edmonton in hockey and football, and the other is in Ontario with Toronto and Hamilton.
All right, thank you, Avram in Toronto, listening on AM 590. Let's travel to South Carolina. And Ron, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I think the rivalry between the U.S. and Europe in the Ryder Cup is pretty intense.
Oh yeah, Ryder Cup is. Have you been to one in person, Ron?
I went to one years ago at Kiowa Island.
Yeah, I've been to two. The one in Louisville, and the one at the K Club over in outside of Dublin in Ireland. And they are, man, those are unbelievable events. In golf, you're right, because those are pros, European pros, American pros. Thank you so much, Ron, in South Carolina, which is a great golf state. Jim in New Hampshire, listening in New England, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, I think rivalries are secular. There's only a couple true time-tested rivalries, Yankees-Red Sox is the obvious one, but rivalries come and go. For example, the Patriots and Colts were the best rivalry in football for a decade, and not so much anymore. The Steelers and Raiders was a great rivalry in the 70s. Again, not as much anymore. So I think rivalries just go in cycles because you can't have a true tested rivalry if you got one team always beating the other. And that's why for a decade, the 49ers and the Cowboys were a great rivalry.
So what's the best pro sports rivalry right now in America? Any sport?
It would have to be the Red Sox Yankees.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and that's what fueled the question. And I thank you so much for your comments to the audience. You can join in. We got less than 10 minutes together. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Comments coming in. Dustin McCray comments, while both years still young and budding, I believe Vegas Golden Knights against the San Jose Sharks in the NHL and Atlanta United against the New York Red Bulls in MLS have a lot of potential to be national rivalries, the way games have gone the last few years. Adam from Foxborough, listening on the Sports Hub, tweets at Saturday Huge. Like always, I agree with you. Boston versus Montreal is big here, but not around the country. Richard comments at Saturday Huge, listening in Tennessee. UFC more interesting with variety fighting styles, but boxing more elegant and artist style to watch. Yeah, the point is, just the last month, you know, I started reading about Wilder and Fury and Joshua Ruiz. I was thinking Joshua was going to beat him. It would be Madison Square Garden. They're in New York. They would call out Wilder. It would set up. And, okay, after he takes care, you know, he announced that fight against Fury. I don't think he would fight Joshua before Fury, but there's conversations about heavyweight boxing again. And I love it. Sam Telvin tweets at Saturday Huge, Drake and the Raptors are in the heads of the Warriors, which is a huge edge for them, especially in their building. Jason Dillon is listening in the land of unicorns. Hashtag Lakers versus hashtag Celtics is still a bitter rivalry even now. Clayton Stevens comments from Louisiana. National rivalry, Georgia, Florida. Now, we could go through college rivalries. Are you kidding me? Duke, North Carolina, I watch that. Georgia, Florida, I watch it every year. I want to go to it one year. My bucket list has like almost every SEC stadium. I've been between the hedges in Athens and watched Georgia play Central Michigan University. I want to see Auburn, Alabama. I want to see Georgia, Florida. I want to go to Baton Rouge for a Saturday night game for LSU. Clay, who's listening in Cleveland, I assume, tweets the Brown-Steelers rivalry is still huge, always has been, given the history of the teams, history of football started in Northeast Ohio and just the proximity of the two cities. Also, I believe these are the only two teams that still travel by bus to play each other. And now with the Browns loading up, are they legit? Are they a year away? They have Baker. You have Ben, who's in control of that team and franchise. Speaking of Big Ben, Michael Kramer, listening in Wichita, Kansas, tweets at Saturday Huge, national rivalry, Steelers and Patriots. Brian Berry tweets at Saturday Huge, Bears, Packers, Cubs, Cardinals, Dodgers, Giants. Yeah, Dodgers, Giants in baseball. I watch that all the time. National rivalry. Byron says Cowboys and Redskins. Big Homie, listening in Baltimore, Maryland, tweets at Saturday Huge, and this will make Horowitz happy. Eli is definitely a Hall of Famer. Adam Farnell, living in South Florida, tweets at Saturday Huge. Raptors will stun the defending champs. Hashtag we the North. Brian tweets at Saturday Huge, rivalries ruined by unions. Dark Rios the third in New Orleans. For huge rivalries in the NFL, look no further than the New Orleans Saints and Atlanta Falcons. This has been a serious rivalry for decades that is just recently getting national attention. The fans of both teams hate each other. Thanks, and who dat? I love just saying who dat. Paul Carlso tweets, take the Raptors to defend home court and make it 2-0 after Sunday night. You can comment 24/7 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. Just search Saturday Night Huge Show. Stephen Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you this evening?
How you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing fine. I got a couple rivalries, the Celtics and the Lakers. I got that and the Cowboys and the Redskins. I think those are two great rivalries that should be known.
Cowboys, Redskins, thank you, Stephen, in Maryland. And if I had to go through today, not historically, as we wrap up our Saturday night, early Sunday morning together, JT the Brick, less than 10 minutes away, coast to coast, U.S. and Canada. I think the best NFL rivalry today. Man, what? And they're playing again this year. I'm going to go Chiefs Patriots. I'm going to go there. It's new school, Mahomes, MVP, old school Brady. Traditionally, it'd be Bears Packers, right? Or Brown Steelers, as the tweet said from Ohio. NBA, I think the one matchup I look forward to is Rockets, Warriors in the playoffs. NHL, Horowitz said Pens and the Caps. Right, you know, you need the star power. You need teams that have won. I probably would agree. I know we get the you know, Rangers, Islanders would be great for New Yorkers. Golf, the Ryder Cup is the juice in a rivalry. I'm all in on anything U.S. and Canada, men's or women's hockey. That is a good rivalry with pros and some amateurs at times. Major League Baseball, Yankees, that's Yankees, Red Sox. There's no debate on that. And, you know, soccer, if you think nationally as a country, and this is, you know, back old school USA, USSR, do we have a rival when it comes to countries? Like soccer, World Cup, men's or women's? I don't think there's one out there. By the way, we'll talk about the Women's World Cup next week. I do want to thank Horowitz, Kilkelly, you, the audience. Thank you for your huge opinions. 24/7, drop them at Saturday Huge on Twitter.